When did you start playing rugby, Bill?
Well, I went to a soccer school. I was at the Thomas Bridges, which was a soccer school. I left in 39, war had started, and we had a school in that period called George Dixon's Grammar School evacuated to us, and they were a rugger school, and I was school captain at the time, and their school captain came and said, can we play you at rugby? And I asked the head, who was a very keen rugger man, a Mr. Veal, a very fine headmaster, Peter Veal. And I asked Peter, and he said, oh yes, but not for a month, because I want to take a few of you then. Do you think you can get a team? I said, yes. Most of the boys were playing, a lot of the boys were playing for Students' Union and Gloucester Old Boys, people like that. Certainly half a dozen of the boys at the school were. I was playing for Gloucester United regularly at the time. Had already played for the first on two or three occasions. So I, of course, was more than keen to play them. And we did. And we beat them. I think it was 12 points to 6. Denmark Road, where we played, was goalposts were transferred into a rugger post. And then we played them a couple of weeks later, a month later at soccer, and beat them again at soccer. But that was the first game that Riches played at rugger, and I was in it, but it wasn't a rugger school.
Yeah.
The next week it was playing soccer again.
So was it the influence of your brother that caused you to play rugby even though you were going to a soccer school?
No one. The number of rugger people that Riches turned out was astronomical.
Yeah.
So did your brother go to Sir Thomas Richards?
Yes, so did Roy James, so did Jack Stevens, Tom Stevens. All these people went to Riches, and they all turned to rugger.
So Bob, how did Bob progress from Sir Thomas Richards as a soccer school? Did he play for any junior club
yes,
before he came
yes,
to Boston?
Yes, they all did, except yours truly. They all did. Bob played for Witten Old Boys.
Witten Old Boys, right.
Tom Stevens. Jack Stevens, they played for Witten Old Boys. Roy James played for Gloucester Old Boys.
And then progressed into the Gloucester United.
Then progressed into the Gloucester side.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. So why not?
Well, why not? I suppose I was about 16, and I'd been going around King's Home a lot and saying, as a youngster, oh, anybody could play this game, which and wanted to play it, dying to play it. And my brother came home one Christmas from King's Home and said, I've got you a game. I said, good. I'm in Escort Road, and I said, good, good. Who's this? In the Christmas holidays, there was a side called Gloucestershire Schools who used to play about three games, run by chiefly Percy Ball, the sportsmaster at the Crypt. He was the leading light as a selector behind this setup. Most of the boys came from public schools who were on holiday in Cheltenham or somewhere. A lot of them were, two or three were from the Crypt. Well, I said to Bob, good. When's this? Oh, next Tuesday week. Where? King's Home. Good. I look, next night, the teams were in the paper, Coloureds versus Whites. And I look, and my name's not there. And I look down, and there I am, 10th reserve. They have 10 reserves, and I was 10th reserve. My brother came home from work, from the Shire Hall. He was in the education department then. And I said, I'm not playing. He said, you are. I said, but I'm not, I'm 10th reserve. You cheeky hound, you've never played rugger. You'll get a game, don't you worry, you'll get a game. So I went round to King's Home. I watched the first half. Came half time and Percy Ball said, get a coloured jersey on. So I put a coloured jersey on. Where do you want to play? I said, fullback. I'm still doubtful why I said fullback then, because I always wanted to play it outside half, but I said fullback, so I went fullback. We hadn't been playing about a quarter of an hour when some chump from the other side kicks the ball down the middle of the field up in the air. I shouts out, "Mark." I might add that my brother and several others from the club were in the grandstand watching this because it was the Christmas holidays. Yeah. I shout out, "Mark." I usually make a mark in the ground, put the ball down, and they're shouting out, "You can't do that! You can't do that! You can't do that!" And two or three of their forwards stood as they used to in those days, with their head behind their hands, with their back to me, and I kicked the goal from perhaps 30 yards. When I got home, I might add that I was selected to play, but when I got home, they were all at Escort Road and telling me, you don't even know the rules, you can't do that, because, as you know, immediately the ball was put on the ground, you should charge.
Yeah.
You could charge, and they should have done, but they didn't. They didn't know any more than I did, and they all came from Rudder schools. It was the one part of the game I perhaps hadn't realised as a youngster that you couldn't do that, really. But I got away with it, and I was duly picked then to play for the Gloucester Boys, and that's how it started.
And that was the start of you being a place kicker as well, was it?
Start of being a place kicker as well. I always thought I could kick goals.
Yeah.
And I played then in about three games for that. I think two of them were on King's Holm, and played for Gloucestershire Boys against Wiltshire in all sorts of games like that. And before I knew it, I was picked for the United,
yeah,
having never played a local game of rugby.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary, yes, it is when you think back.
Yeah.
And as I say, I was 17 when I played for Gloucester first.
Yeah.
And my first game was against the UAU, Universities Athletic Union. It's on Easter Monday, and I went down to the Forest to captain Gloucester Boys, playing in the centre. And I had a chap on my wing, I always remember it, called Marshall. He was about 6'2", a very big, tall chap. Played for Gordon Lee, because most of these people came from local sides. And his parents kept a pawnbroker's in Worcester Street. Marshall had a pawnbroker shop, something you don't hear of or see these days. But that's where he lived and where he came from, and was a regular in the Gordon Lee side. But we were about 20 points up at half time against the Cinderford, pick of the Cinderford Forest clubs. And Tom Blinton came on the ground at half time and said, "You better come off, Bill." I said, "Why, sir?" As we always used to say, "sir," in those days. He said, "Oh, Boughton's cried off and they want you at King's Holm this afternoon." And the youngster as I was, and perhaps as foolish as I was, I said, "Oh no, I don't want to come off." He said, "Well, in that case, you better go fullback then." So I swapped with the fullback and finished the game off, had some lunch, and we left Cinderford, I can remember it, about 1:30, got to King's Holm at 2:00 for, I think it was a 2:30 kick-off, and I duly played my first game. That was my first game. A lot of people think it was at Bristol, against Bristol, but it wasn't. That was my first game, and John O'Bear was skipper, and I believe that was in a record season for the Gloucester club, in the sense that they beat the four Welsh clubs in Wales that season. I consider it to be the finest season the club's ever had. Perhaps I'm a little biased, although I wasn't part of it, but they had some great players in those days, great players at that particular time.
And John O'Bear was a good captain, was he?
John was a very good captain, very good captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can remember playing in my early days for Gloucester, when I used to go into the changing room and say to Bunce Carpenter, John O'Bear, Digger Morris, because Digger was playing in his early days then, "Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do that, sir. Yes, sir." I never mind to Bill the vicar, I think I bow to him. You know, I don't know, I think I must have bow to people like him. But as a youngster, I used to go and sit quietly in the corner, you know, out of the way.
Did you have a particular mentor in those early days of your rugby career?
Well, it was, I suppose, the people who played before me that I looked to, like people like Harold Boughton. I'd watched a lot in Parker, I'd watched a lot, yeah, as we've already mentioned.
Did you get any advice from them?
Two of the finest fullbacks I expect has ever played for Gloucester, in my opinion, easily. Yeah. Yes, I can remember Boughton saying to me, I used to go round to King's Home on training nights, watching them when I was about 13, 12 and 13. I would go round to King's Home to watch some training. And I remember one night I was stood on the steps where they came out, and Harold, in his normal manner, said, you'll never learn anything there, kid. Get your kit and come out. And I took my kit round some few weeks later and did go out, although I'd never actually played.
Yeah.
I don't think it pleased my brother a lot, but brotherly love being what it is. But we got over that.